Wow, this is going to be a great episode. I guarantee it. I'm going to get more into talking about skills. Skills, learning really valuable skills has really changed my life. And I've talked about this before, but I'm going to get into very specific details and help you, whoever's listening to this, acquire these skills. I'm really excited to do that. I'm a great teacher at these. And they can have a huge impact. They can have a huge impact in your career, or if you're a salesperson, or if you want to start a business. They're invaluable. No one can steal them from you. And they have literally allowed me to accomplish all the things. All the things in my life are off the backbone of my skills. And it's been a lot, like many years in the making. They don't just happen overnight. But if you take that first step, you just get better at them. You start to get more confidence. You start to get better at how to navigate through them, deliver them. And then you also start to see them not just affect your professional career, but have a positive impact on your personal life, whether you're dating or doing anything else. I don't know why dating is the only thing I can think of right now, but learning how to get really good at skills such as sales, problem solving, communication, persuasion, negotiation, they can have a true impact on your life. And guess what? They're recession proof. Man, they're recession proof. You get good at these skills, you will never have to worry about work. Again, you'll always have a job. I promise you that. I've been in sales for such a long time. I've coached and led a lot of people. And there's some things that if you're really good at them or you focus on them and develop, they can really help you position yourself in the job market or in starting your own business to deliver incredible results. I promise you that. Before I get into this episode and tell you some ways that you can start taking your skills to the next level, I want to mention a few things. A few things I've been thinking about, and I just want to relay these messages because things that happen or that are going on, I always love to deliver some type of message that can really help people. So I have 3 points, and I want to address these. Number one, my podcast is called Self-Made. And I am very self-made. What I mean by this is I've taken ownership of my life. I've done the things on my own to get where I wanted to get to and where I'm going to go. I've totally taken all ownership and responsibility for my life. With that said, what that means is I've been a great student. I've learned a lot. I've put my ego aside most of the time to really figure out how to do things that I want to do right. With that said, doesn't mean I did it alone. What I mean by that is I've had really great mentors. I've had really great people that have helped me, and I'm so grateful for that. And this is just me telling you that there, find someone to help guide you. And it could be me, it could be this podcast, but finding a mentor, finding a coach, finding someone in your work organization or the leader that you work for currently, like ask them questions, figure out what pieces you need to put together to improve your success. And I've also had amazing people that have been on my team and have worked with me as teammates. And yes, I've coached them, I've hired them or whatever, but we've worked together, and without them and my mentors and people, I wouldn't have the success I have. Like I moved into leadership, but a leader's not good without their team or their mentor or the person that has led them. So I just wanted to say that self-made is coming from a great place. It's really just what I said about taking ownership of your life, being more in control versus a victim. And that's what this podcast is about. That's point number one. Point number two, I just wanted to share something really cool is I was looking through an old, what you call like a brain dump. A brain dump is when you just put all of your thoughts to a pen and paper or a Word document and you just type it out. Like you just type it or write it out, your vision. And one of mine from last year, it was around May, was actually all of my vision kind of coming to life, but in phases. And I'm going to share this with you because it's so cool. Last May, so it was May 2022, phase one was to launch a podcast. Phase two was to develop a product. And there's also phase three, four, five, six. It goes up to six. But I've accomplished the two first phases. And talk about an amazing, like, just reiteration of my vision and how it's kind of manifested together. It's all coming together. How incredible. So I wanted to share that with you because that was almost a year ago. And here we are. I'm 9 months into my podcast. I'm ready to do my first round of high performance sales training, which is a 6 weeks course. And it's just cool to see it all come together. And man, just 1 foot in front of the other, 1 foot in front of the other, day by day. And it can happen. The last thing I want to say is I did my season two intro and it talks a lot about saying this is for, the entrepreneurs. It's for salespeople, professionals that just want to grow and develop. And this is so true. One of my goals with this podcast and my brand is to combine two things that are just really, really important. And one is skills. So learning great skills that have changed my life. And the other one is wellness. I want to combine them both because I have the experience in the background and the knowledge. And I'm telling you right now, those two things really have empowered me. They have empowered me so much to get where I'm at, go where I'm going. And I'll tell you something right now. Skills will take you places you have never been before. Great skills. I am passionate about that. I firmly believe this because I am living proof. On top of that, better wellness. Wellness is not just fitness. It's not just eating right and fitness. There's a lot of things to it. Better wellness will help you dominate that place that you're going, that you've never been to because of your skills. So I'll leave that with you because it's so great. And before we get into this episode, I'm going to ask you to hit the follow button. Hit that follow button. I'm going to ask you every damn time. I'm going to ask you two or three times. Just hit it. If you love this content, share it. Share it to your socials. Tag me. I will reshare it. I will reshare that shit because I appreciate you. I show up for you and you show up for you. And I would appreciate any type of visibility to my content goes a long way, and I appreciate that. Remember, Kansas boy is gonna do big, big things. Sidebar, Mel Robbins DM replied to my DM the other day, and I was like, this is a sign I'm on the right path. Me and Mel Robbins are gonna do a podcast together in the future. I just know it. I just know it. It's gonna happen. So I want you to remember that when I want you to remember that right now and look back on this episode when it happens. So without any more delay, man, the first 9 minutes, lots of value there. The last part's gonna be even better, baby. So thanks for tuning in to Self Made. Hit that follow button and let's kick this off. Welcome to Self Made. This is the space for entrepreneurs, salespeople, side hustlers, or any professional that wants to learn skills and discipline tactics to help you grow personally or grow your business. I want to warn you, side effects may include financial freedom, work-life balance, a community of people that actually get you, and a purpose-driven and a fulfilling life that you, yes, you created. Thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you smash that follow button and share this with anyone you think will find value in my content. Now, as they say, LFG. Okay, here we are. So for this episode, I want you to just think about your skills for a second. What are you good at? What do you want to be good at? Think about it. Like, think about what your goals are, where you want your life to go, and start there. But I'm going to give you five kind of tips on how you can start to develop these skills and the roadmap for that. So to help you really build a foundation, and this is coming from just working with a lot of people, coaching them, my own experience, some of the things I initially was resistant to or I wish I would have started sooner. So let me save you some time and I'm going to give you these reasons, tips, tricks, guidance to do it now. One thing you'll learn as you get older is, not that I'm like ancient by any means, but one thing I've learned is your time is the most valuable resource. Like, your time is more valuable than money, is more valuable than anything that you will ever get. And one thing I want to do is help save you time. And I mentioned I'm launching my course, and that's part of it, is it's to give the people that take this course a lot of time back. They can make more financial success and more money quicker if they learn some of these skills and these processes. And if you get more time back, you're winning. You are winning. So here's what we're going to do, is I'm going to talk about five ways to help you lean into to improving your skill set. So the first tip is to find a skill that you want to learn that has a high ROI. ROI is return of investment. I might use it a lot because when I think of skills, I think of not any skill, like not all skills are created equal, right? So ROI is return on investment. So when I say high ROI skill, that's what I'm referring to. It's what's a high return on investment skill you can learn. So when you're thinking about this skill, you can literally go into Google and type in the best, like the skill sets that are needed do change. Example, AI is going to be huge. Having a skill in artificial intelligence or AI of some sort is not a bad idea. It's just not. Same with, like, you know, technology, like tech it's everywhere. So think about that. What skills are in demand? That's why I like sales, man. Sales skills are life skills. Sales will never go away. Like, that skill is needed so much and will be in demand forever. So, and it's also one of the most translatable into other areas of your life. But what you need to do is figure out what skill that has a high ROI that you want to learn and grow. And then I'm going to give you the steps on how to grow it. So one thing to consider is it could fit into your current role or it could be your new role. Like, you don't have to be doing something now that you don't like and just stay doing it. You can do something new, right? Like, I've coached a lot of people. Some are young, some are old, and some are in between. And that's okay. Some people start their journey at different times. There is, like, remove the age factor from it. You can always start over. You can always start in something new. So think of something that might fit your current role or your new role or a business idea and lean into that. That's number one. Number two, simple, study it. Study it. There is a lot of great information out there on skills. So you can study it simply by listening to my podcast. I have a PDF on the link in my bio on Instagram that is on how to close more sales and find your customer archetypes. Like, there's ways you can lean into figuring out what path on a skill set you want to do. There's also just really great books. Really great audiobooks. I read every day, and I've read a ton on sales, on negotiation, persuasion, and skills. And I've learned, not through great mentorship and leadership, but also from really great salespeople. And I believe that you need to learn from someone that is really good at what they do. You don't want to learn from someone mediocre. So for me, I've read a lot of Robert Cialdini books. I've read Alex Hormozi. Like, I've read these really great. Robert Cialdini has like so many books. I think I'm saying his name right, but I have like three or four of them. And learn from the best, but you have to study it. And this can also tell you maybe it's not the path, right? Maybe it's like, oh, maybe I need to pick a different skill. But it's going to help you get a little bit into becoming the identity of that new person, that new highly skilled badass you're creating. Number three, not necessary, highly recommend, get a credible coach. Credible is key. One of the things that really helped move me further quicker is investing more in myself. I'm a cheap ass if you didn't know this. Like, Sam is pretty frugal. And in 2018, so that's 5 years ago, I really was like, I'm investing more in myself. I'm spending more money on me. And it was the best thing I ever started to do. The best thing. I started going to growth and self-development conferences, virtual and in person. I'm actually going to one in a few days in Austin. I'm so freaking excited. There's going to be a lot of amazing thought leaders there, and I cannot wait. But you have to own that shit. You have to own that shit. And being around someone that's further than you always helps. Always helps. And it's motivating. It also gives me ideas and inspires me, and gets that creative juices flowing. And remember this. Instead of thinking it can't be done, think of, oh my gosh, this person's doing it. I can do it too, because you can. Another thing about getting a coach, it'll save you time. Like, don't think of it as a monetary investment as much. Like, it could be expensive, but think about it if it saves you months or years. Think about that for a second. I've had some coaches, I've paid thousands and thousands of dollars for certain things in my personal development and in my business. And I would do it all over again because it saved me a shit ton of time. Imagine paying someone a few thousand dollars to help you get as far as you would trying to figure it out on your own for 2 years. Like, let that sink in for a second. A credible coach, a program, something like that is worth it. Number four is in your skill set, I would find a community or a job to get started in that field. And don't expect, if you're new, to get this high level position. Entry level is okay. Think about a job you could get that will help teach you the skill. Nothing better than that. Have learned so much in my career. I've learned so much in the jobs that I've had. That has been more valuable than any college class I've ever taken in my life. Not trying to be controversial around school or educated. I am educated, but I'm just saying I've learned a lot more in my working professional career than I have in school. Things that actually apply to life, and it's powerful. So think about taking a job for a while that will teach you this skill. And you're getting paid for it, and you're learning from people. Like, it's all in that spot. Or join a community. There's lots of communities out there where you can get some people that are like-minded to bounce ideas off around and help you move forward. There's a community for everything. For everything. Like, if you go searching, I guarantee you will find it. That's another thing with my course. I'm really excited is to build that community of people that just want to develop their skills and grow together and push each other, because that can make all the difference. It's very impactful. So find a community. Number five. This one's important. They're all important. They're all the steps, but this one's really important is you have to practice. You just have to do it. Man, you just have to do it. You have to jump off the bridge and do the skill. Otherwise, you're never going to get good at it. I've said this before, you have to be bad to be good, baby. You have to start it and just do it. Just do it. Like, it's a little uncomfortable. That's okay. you're not going to be good at it until you start doing it. Once you start doing it gets a little bit easier, and then you start to like, okay, where can I improve? I've listened to and done thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of sales calls, and I've heard people on these calls, salespeople on these calls, just start, and then it's like, okay, what piece can we change? And then you change that piece of the call or the presentation. You get it down, you get good at it, and it's like, okay, what's the second piece? How can we optimize this call? How can we optimize this process just a little bit better? That's how it works. Think of anything you're good at now. Think of anything you're good at now. You had to start somewhere. You probably weren't good at it when you started, right? So practice is really important. It's another thing I love about my course I'm doing is there is a part for training, is a part for reps. The more reps you put in, the better you'll be. And then it just gets better from there. So those are the five things you can do to start perfecting your skills. Recap: one, find a skill that has a high ROI. Two, study it. Get some books. Don't get addicted to self-study, though. Don't just read a ton of books. You have to apply what's in the books. And if the book sucks, get a different book. You don't have to finish it. It's another thing. Three, get a credible coach or program or something that's worth the investment. Number four, a community or a job that can help you lean into this direction even more. And number five, practice. Do it, start it, practice, and then you will get better. This has been a really fun episode for me. I am building a brand and I am very excited. I have so many visionary ideas. It's really hard to articulate. It's perfect in my head. Like I can feel it and see it, all this vision in my head, and I love that I can see it. I'm working on how to deliver the message, but it's really about skills and wellness. Skills and wellness, skills and wellness that leads to your life by design, that leads to this life that you created and controlled yourself. And it's really going to be a powerful thing, and I'm really excited. So thanks for tuning in. Please follow, share. I love you. I'm obsessed with you. Y'all are great. Thank you for the DMs, the comments, the reviews. I'm just getting started. 9 months in, that's nothing. Like 9 months, think in terms of your success. Think in terms of 5 years, 10 years, not 1 month, 1 week, one day. That's too short. You can do a lot in a year. You can do a lot in 5 years. You can do a shit ton in 10 years. One foot in front of the other. We're in this together. I'm excited to keep giving you great content, and I am excited that you keep coming back for more. So thank you for tuning in. Keep after it. I believe in you. Believe in yourself. And let's get after this, guys. Let's get after it. We can do this.